Sometimes people ask, why does the church have these seasons of fasting? You know, even Fridays, right? We still are asked to abstain of meat or to choose a different penance. It's not required as it is during the Fridays of Lent, but that each Friday there's this invitation by the church to remember our Lord's passion. And not just mentally and spiritually, but physically. That's what fasting does. It makes our bodies take part in our life of faith, that it's not just a soul thing or a heart thing, that it includes our bodies. That's why even our postures, our gestures at Mass, we use our bodies. We genuflect, we kneel, we stand, we sit, we bow, so that our bodies are taking part in this journey of faith, because our bodies and souls are united. One affects the other. Fasting is different than dieting. Dieting, you might lose some weight, which is not such a bad thing. Get a little healthier. But fasting is done for spiritual reasons. Just like a vacation is different than a pilgrimage, right? A pilgrimage is a journey for a sacred purpose. Or a vacation, it's not a bad thing, right? But it is different than it is to make a pilgrimage. And so too, Jesus doesn't say, well, maybe someday my followers will fast. He says, no, when I'm taken away, they will fast. And that's why the church, from the very beginning, has had days of fasting, days in which we make our bodies take part in this journey of faith. And so I encourage us never to underestimate the power of fasting. Little things. It doesn't have to be starving yourself for 4 days. It can just say, it's Friday, I'm not going to eat chocolate today, because our dear Lord died for us. And then offering it to him, to let him use it the way he desires. Dieting is for us. Fasting is for God.